Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. A little something for all the OGs out there that put the foundation together. I was doing this thing before I even knew what to do with this thing right here, you know? But just to let them know what time it is, how we get down. Me, Cocaine, and Battle Cat. I'm gonna let y'all know how we do this thing here. Check this out, y'all.
We stay on point like Stacy
Adams. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Can you dig it? That's real talk, man. You know what?
We stay on point like Stacy Adams.
That's real talk right there, baby.
Stacy Adams.
I'm in a three-piece suit, looking too cute. Mashing, flashing, looking for a prostitute. Boo-boo, you got that loot? I'm watching you. You watching me, it's all to the gray because it's VIP and everything in here moving.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get managed. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Every sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee ya to give you everything your body's missing. Baby, I'm making
it. Are you the Zodiac?
Yo, what's going on, ladies? How y'all doing today? You got the fat man up in here. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different, all right? Today is a new show that I'm trying out, okay? And it's called Sexually Speaking. And this show is dedicated to all my BBWs and all the ladies out there that go hard in the paint every day. You know what I'm saying? You're working hard. You're taking care of your own. You're doing your own thing. You're running your household. You're being that woman that you want to be. So today I'm going to give, I'm going to pay homage to my BBWs, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Fat Man got a lot of love for y'all. And I know y'all been hearing me. I've been on the unsigned hype thing, you know what I'm saying, doing the damn thing and this and the other. So it's getting close to the end of the year, you know what I mean? It's time for me to mellow down, kind of chill out. Get my things in perspective, get things in perspective. We're going into a new year, ladies. So you got to get your shit together for the new year. You got to get things in perspective, you know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of reminisce and kind of think back on what you've done, what you've accomplished, what you haven't accomplished, and what you want to accomplish in the new year, all right? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when a man gets in that type of mood, you know what I'm saying, he's usually needing a sweet lady to keep his mind occupied. So we're going to keep this pushing out on WTHAT Jam Radio, Sexually Speaking Radio today. I'm your boy, the Fat Man. You want to holler at me, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Stop playing, all right? This is WTHAT Sexually Speaking Radio. Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Let's go.
Oh, give it.
Ladies, you got your boy Fat Man up in here doing it real big today. Like I said, today we're doing something different, you know what I'm saying? Today is Sexually Speaking Radio here on WPHAT Damn Radio live from Las Vegas. I hope y'all feeling me, you know what I'm saying? Today is strictly about my ladies, all right? Big shout out to all my BBWs out there that go hard in the paint daily, you know what I'm saying? You got your own thing going on. Y'all been working hard. The new year is coming, so it's time to relax. Put your feet up, you know what I'm saying, and ride with the Fat Man and let me help you relax a little bit better. So like I was saying before, you know what I'm saying, big shout out to everybody. I got my man Shooter Mac up in the building. Ain't nothing changed. It's just today we decided, and we was talking this week, and we was like, yo, man, you know, we've been doing the hip-hop thing and the unsigned artists and everything. So we decided to do something just for you ladies, okay? So, like I said, if you want to talk to me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Y'all hit me up, all right? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We just chilling. I ain't up in here drinking no Moscato or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to leave that for you ladies to do, so you need to go to the kitchen and get you a glass of Moscato, fire up that blunt, put your feet up, you know what I'm saying, and ride with the Fat Man, all right, because it's a meeting in my bedroom, and I need you there, all right? Quit playing. All right, it seems like we have some technical difficulty on me in my bedroom. Whoever loaded this song, I'm going to strangle the shit out of them. Don't even trip. It's going down. Y'all know I got to have my shit tight and I got to keep it right. So it's all good, though. So if it ain't a meeting in my bedroom, and once you get there, I need you to freak me, baby, here on WPHAT Jam Radio live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all need to quit playing, all right?
Thank you. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? That was my man, Tank. Everybody said we got some technical difficulties going on right now. We don't really have any technical difficulties going on right now. It's just that we're just getting settled in. Y'all know how it is when Fat Man and Shooter Matt get up in here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl. Let me see. I'm getting people that's hitting me up right now. Big shout out to my girl, Tanisha Smith Jacobs, out there in NY. She out there holding me down out there in Brook Dawn, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to her. Another one of our BBWs that work hard every day and go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? This is why you deserve this day, sweetie. This is why we play the music. All right, so I'm hoping everybody's enjoying what I'm doing, something different from just all the hip hop and the rap music and everything like that. So, and of course, big shout out to Chandra Daniels. She's hitting me up on Facebook. Everybody that's on Facebook, kind of hit me up. Give me a, you know, let me know. We're doing a roll call right now. Deborah Lynn also commented from Cali. We got Cali in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Marianne. Tracell, my girl Marianne, I call her Chef Mary, so Chef Mary is definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying? And whoever this is holding on the line, that area code 872-4581, big shout out to you too, you know what I'm saying? And we got Delicia, my pretty girl Baskin, just posted. Hey, boo, listening to you. All right, then, baby, well, that's good. I'm glad everybody's logged on and they're listening to me. Hopefully you can understand what I'm saying and you can hear the sound of my voice. But like I said, ladies, it is a new year. It is time for new shit. If that nigga that you got ain't doing what the fuck he's supposed to do, then it's time to move the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not trying to get held up. We're not trying to get held back. It's all about making moves and, bubble-aping, you know what I'm saying? So, just like this, if you don't have the right love and you don't have the needed love, maybe you need an ordinary love, all right? On WPHAT, Jam Radio, Sexually Speaking Radio. It's no longer WPHAT today. Today, it is Sexually Speaking Radio, live from Las Vegas with your boy, Fat Man. Let's go, y'all. Y'all can hit me up, 347-884-8810. I don't know. Y'all tell me if y'all liking what I'm doing. Y'all in the chat rooms, y'all can hit me up. Y'all can tell me anything. I'm on Facebook. Just post it to my wall. Send me an instant message. Holler at your boy and talk to me. Let me know that you're out there, all right? All right, then, this is BBW for life. Quit playing. What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Boy, these songs is ending kind of fucked up and shit. But it's all good. That was my girl, Sade. This is no ordinary love. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ladies. Don't just settle. Make sure you find your ordinary love. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Melissa Pretty Dimples. She's talking to me. I don't have to be no cuss words. No, sweetie, we live on the. No, sweetie, we are live. We are live on the internet. It doesn't have to be cuss words. You can have cuss words, and then it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me. Big shout out to my girl Mary Ann. All right, you know she's in the kitchen still cooking pies and cakes and everything. She hit me up and said, Fat Man, I'm rolling with you. I'm still in the kitchen cooking and everything. I ain't mad at you, Marianne. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my girl, Crystal Clear, out there. You know what I'm saying? She's rolling with us right now. You know what I mean? And Chandra Daniels out there. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my girl, the ladies of 702. They did their damn thing last night. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to them. I'm very, very proud of them. You know what I'm saying? Their stats have went up through the roof. If they're listening, if you all are, ladies, if you're listening, ladies, you're doing very, very well. You're getting a lot of listeners, okay, a lot of archive listeners. So you're doing very well. I'm very proud. Big shout-out to Lady Bree Bree and T.T. Champizzle out there doing their damn thing. Those are the ladies of 702. That's every Friday. All right, you know what I'm saying? So you make sure y'all log on and check them out. So, you know, that's what I'm doing. You know, your boy Fat Man got a lot of stuff going on. The new year is coming, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, I'm like Santa Claus, you know what I'm saying? I'm making a list and checking it twice, you know what I'm saying? I want all the naughty, damn, being nice, you know what I mean? So this is how we doing it out here. Big shout out to my girl, Latice Jackson. She says, you sound great, baby. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. I'm glad I sound great to you, baby. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there listening, all my people out there on the East Coast. Big shout out to Shorty B out there doing her damn thing. Deborah's definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got the ladies of 702 in the building. You know, we got my girl, Mary Ann, in the building. She's making pies and all that type of shit. What a way to get to a man's stomach. You know what I mean? So I'm going to kind of back this up, you know what I'm saying, and kind of play something that I was trying to play earlier, you know what I mean? And like I said, ladies, you know, I just want to say thank you to all the women out there that's being women. I see I got another call in here. All the women out there that makes it enjoyable for being a man. I know I enjoy being a man every day. It's nothing like waking up to a BBW or waking up to a beautiful woman or dealing with a beautiful woman on the daily. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, you need to slow down just a little bit and talk to your ladies. Your ladies have great minds. They have great ambitions, great ideas. If you don't take the time to sit down and talk to that woman and get to know that woman that's supposed to be your woman, somebody else will have your woman. You know what I'm saying? And it will definitely be a meeting in my bedroom. Let's go.
Self, 2G, 2000 watts. Yeah.
Better make things in my bed.
Make things in my bed.
Oh,
been a long time. Long time. We shouldn't have left you. Left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two. Step two.
WPHAT Jam Radio. I don't know what the hell is going on with Silk today and meeting in my bedroom, but it's all good. Don't even trip. Not really too much of an Aaliyah fan, you know what I'm saying, but it's all good, though. You got your boy up in here. People are like, you working out the kinks? Yeah, yeah, I'm working out the kinks. And they said, yeah, man, I will work your ass out, too. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. You know, sexually speaking radio, it's all about being sexual. All right, so big shout out to everybody that's out there. I see Sandra Daniels has finally logged on. She says she's a DJ. And, sweetie, I'm not really a DJ. I'm just a radio personality. I just love getting on the radio and talking to my BBW women and representing BBW to the fullest, all right? You know what I'm saying? In case you guys don't know, you know, we got the toy drive going on right now, you know what I'm saying, out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? All my plus-size fellas need to stand up and step up to the plate, you know what I mean, because the fat boys is putting it down, and we're putting down the toy drive this year. We're going to make sure that there is 100 children plus that receive toys on Christmas morning. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean, fellas? So step your game up. Come out. Fuck with the fat boys. Bring us some damn toys, you know what I mean, so we can get them to these kids. You know what I'm saying? And ladies, we just want you to support us on this venture. The ladies have always been taking a step forward. Now it's our turn, fellas. So we need to get up off our ass and take our step forward. We got a caller on here. I'm gonna see if this caller wants to talk. 773-1625. Okay. What's going on? You live on WPHAT. Who is this?
This is Delisha from Chicago, boo.
Hey, Delisha. How you doing, mommy? How are you doing today?
I had to call in. I had to say something to that. You over there playing that music.
Yeah, I'm over here playing the belly rubbing music, sweetie. That's why I keep telling you, you need to make sure you get your butt to Las Vegas so we can rub bellies.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So how was your Thanksgiving day?
Well, I ate too much turkey. That's why, you know, you wear pants with elastic in the waist. So you make sure
Okay, you've eaten plenty of turkey, baby.
There you go. All right then.
Hey, for everybody out there that's listening right now, this is my girl from Chicago, okay? This is my girl, Delicia, all right? And she makes sure that she holds me down every day, all day, and represents to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to show her some love, hit her up on Facebook, let her know. They say that, okay, all right, it's all good, though, but like I said, you got to understand, sweetie, I got people hitting me up, and they sending me messages while I'm on here and everything, but I appreciate you calling me, sweetie, and you make sure you stay in touch with them. Huh?
I just want to touch down with you, that's all, and let you know I was listening to you, doing a good job.
Okay, then, baby. Well, I thank you for listening to me and letting me know that I'm doing such a good job, all right?
Okay, sweetie.
All right, then, sweetie, I will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yo, that was my girl Delicia all the way from Chicago. We got Chicago in the building, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got Chicago in the house. They doing the damn thing. Hold on, let me try and clear this line. Everything. All right, now the line is clear. All right, then, y'all. Like I said, if you want to hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Live from Las Vegas. You got Sexually Speaking on a Saturday with your host, the Fat Man. Quit playing, y'all. Let's go.
I gotta be real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You've got the love that I want.
That's right.
The love that I need.
What is born is but a baby.
Help me out, please. And I don't know what to do, cause sex is always on my mind. Me and this girl, we've been telling for a while, and I can't get enough of her. When she starts rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real naughty. Cause she likes to get on top, and when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop. Sexy while we're sexing, that's why I wanna love. Girl, I wanna lick all over your body, baby. Girl, you make my tongue go la 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 la. And I can't stop thinking about her. And what we used to do, strawberries and whipped cream. And oh, I'm just a fiend, addicted to your love. I can't get enough. She stops rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real now. Cause she likes to get on top, and when get on top, she likes to stay on top, and make her body just drop.
That was my man, Pleasure P, and that's called Lick, 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 you know what I'm saying? So in case y'all didn't know, that's what the name of the song was, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to all the ladies that's riding with your boy. I put up a post that said, y'all hit me up. I needed a roll call. I need to know who is all in the building. I know Deborah Lynn is in the building, you know what I'm saying? I know Delicia is definitely in the building. She just called in. You know what I'm saying? Who else? Big shout out. I see my son, Detroit's Finest, is in the building. You know what I'm saying? Doing his damn thing. So big shout out to everybody that's rolling with us. You know what I mean? Big shout out to TT Champagne and Latisse Jackson. We got Bree Bree definitely in the building. The ladies of 702 is out there holding us down. So hit me up. You know what I'm saying? 347-884-8810. You know what I mean? And let me know if you got a request. If you got a request, I'll play that motherfucker if I got it. Trust me. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to please today. So please excuse my hand.
What's happening, baby? Let the little old fly tell you what's going on with him, man. My hands been giving me in a lot of trouble lately, so
they just wanna touch, they just wanna feel, they don't mean no harm, baby, just excuse my hands.
fingerprints on every inch of your brain. With this one, I can make you get off the chain. Get that lick, give me my hands, they get their own brain. They wanna touch you, they wanna rub you, they wanna feel your frame. Run my hands through your head and go against your grain. Let me massage you, baby, and help you ease your pain. You wanna get comfortable, take your shorts off, I can help you change. Wanna take my hands off, but I can't, they just gon' call your name. If I can't squeeze and I can't hold you, it don't feel the same. It ain't my fault, baby, my hands the one to blame.
They just wanna touch, they just wanna feel. Tell your body, baby, baby, just it's you, it's you.
Shout out to all the BBWs that's hitting us up. Big shout out to my boo out there, Kimberly Nicole, all the way out there holding us down out there in the dirty, dirty. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Kimberly Nicole and Zamanda Bad. All right, I guess she's here from Las Vegas, Nevada. She's holding us down. Big shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big today. Today's show was dedicated to all of my BBWs out there, all of the ladies, no matter what size you are, height you are, whatever. This show is dedicated to you all. I just want to say thank you for supporting me and supporting WPHAT Radio, supporting Thick Nation, supporting Thick and Lovely Ladies, supporting everything that I put my hands on. You all have been behind me, and I just want to say thank you today. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like a plus-size black woman to stand behind a black man. You know what I mean? So, big shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I will represent BBW to the day I die. All right, and you got that. That's my word. You know what I'm saying? The year 2013 is coming. I'm going to let y'all ladies in on a little secret. Check this out. This is what men is looking for for the year 2013. A man is looking for a woman that's going to be behind him and support him no matter what. A man is looking for a woman that's going to have an opinion and have some say-so. A man doesn't want to think of everything, because when you're dealing with a woman, it's a team effort, all right? It's two sides of the street, okay? So we need a lot of our women and our black women to, I wouldn't say step up, because you women have been stepping up for the last few years. For the last 10 years, black women have been stepping up and taking their place in life. I am very, very, very proud to say that I am a black man who loves black women, all right? So it's just that me personally, I'm looking for a woman that's going to take control. I'm looking for a woman that's going to lead me. When a man is secure about what he does, how he does it, who he does it with, doesn't have to stick his chest out and claim that he's the king, because the way he leads is going to show that he's a king. Feel me? Going on, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was Atlantic Star. always, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's logged in, riding with me. I want y'all to do me a favor. I want everybody that's rolling with me, I want you to go to my wall on Facebook, and I want you to post, hell yeah, if you're feeling what I'm doing and you hear me loud and clear, I need you to go to my wall on Facebook and post, hell yeah. All right, go do that right now, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, big shout out to all the BBWs in California, Chicago, all the way in Australia. Big shout out to my girl Serafina out there in Wales, Australia. You know the Fat Man is doing the damn thing. If they can hear me all the way in Australia, what they call it, the land of down under. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get everybody to do this evening, is to go down under. You know what I'm saying? All my fellas out there, if you out there and you living it and you doing it like you're supposed to be doing, it's no problem for you to go down under. You know what I'm saying? Let me spit some game to y'all for a minute. Check this out, ladies. You know, we men are very, very, very sexual creatures, okay? You know what I'm saying? You have to make sure that you know how to please a man all the way around, all right? That means that just because that you talk to a man and just because that you think that you got that man, you have to hold that man's interests, all right? If you can't hold a man's interest, his interests will wander elsewhere, okay? That means that making sure that you're doing what you need to do and you that 9 to 5, and then you coming home and you fucking him from 9 to 5. You got to know how to work both ends of the coin, ladies, because you want a man to work both ends of the coin. You know what I mean? So it's a two-way street. You got to come correct. Just like all you women want men to come correct, you say that we're not ready. Sometimes we feel that you're not ready, but you always want us to come correct. So what I'm pledging for the new year 2013, I'm looking for all the ladies that's going to come correct, okay? Because it seems like you're ready. Boy Fat Man up in here doing it real. Alright, 42 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Let's do your show. It seems like you're ready. You know what I'm saying? That was my man, R. Kelly. Big shout out to everybody that's out there listening. Big shout out to all my BBWs that's out there listening. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man just kind of, you know, it's kind of easy riding this week, you know, this week, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of shutting down and winding down because it's coming close to the end of the new year. So your boy is shutting down, you know what I'm saying, getting ready to get on these new adventures for the new year, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I try and, you know, spit this game to y'all because, you know, this game is nutritious that I spit, so y'all need to sit back and listen to me, you know what I'm saying? Because the only way to succeed is to self-succeed, and if you don't self-succeed, how can you expect anyone to succeed with you? You know what I mean? If you're not interested in what you do it, and how you put it down, how do you expect a man to stay interested in what you do, and how you put it down? I'm giving you this, and I'm giving you details. Why? Because I'm a man. Why? Because I'm a single man, and I know what I'm looking for right now, all right? You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to find somebody who's ready, okay? So, listen, we got a caller on the line, 702-3783. What's going on? You got Fat Man up in here. What's going on? Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hey, what's up, Fat Man?
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
This is Miss Breezy, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on, sweetie? How you doing today?
I'm great. How you doing? Just over here listening to your radio show right now, jamming.
Okay. Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all listening. This show is dedicated strictly to the ladies for the day, all right? So I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you're listening to me. How's everything over there on the north end?
Oh, everything is all lovely over here. It's a beautiful day out here today. Said I need to get out and enjoy this sun a little bit.
Yeah, without a doubt. Long as it's a beautiful day in Breeze neighborhood, then it's a beautiful day all over, sweetie, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate you calling in, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you're listening, you know what I mean? And you're one of the local ladies out here in Las Vegas, and so like I said, you know what I mean, what are you expecting from men for the new year?
I think, yeah, men do need to step their game up a little bit, just a little bit
let's bring it back to the old schools a little bit.
Let's bring it back to how grandma's taught us. You know, let's go with the with the courting and then with the loving.
All right. You're the first lady that I've heard said that. I told a lady the other day that I wanted to take time and court her. She looked at me like I was crazy. She was like, "Court me? What do you mean?" I said, "Obviously, you don't have a big mama or a grandmama or a granddaddy.
Right.
That's what they did back in the day." You know what I'm saying? You courted a woman. You went by and you took that lady flowers.
And when it's a real woman, that feels good. That feels good in her soul. And if the woman is good, then the man's going to be great. So, you got your women, and then you got your bitches, and then you got your hoes. So, you know, everybody's not going to be on the same level.
Right, so I guess you say men need to learn how to prioritize.
Right.
Okay.
How to prioritize and know who you dealing with when you deal with them.
So aggressive. Don't always be so aggressive. Some women like it when you take your time, be slow, and talk like you got good sense and everything. So, yeah, just chill out.
All right, one name, two different opinions. I love it. Okay, well, I appreciate y'all calling in and representing and letting us know what men need to do for the new year. Y'all hear that, fellas? We need to step our game up. We need to get our shit together for the new year. You know what I'm saying? The ladies want us to go back to the old school. They want us to go back to where chivalry was popular. They want us to go back to opening up doors and bringing flowers and calling
right.
before you come to someone's house first.
And men, you might be so
up.
Surprised. Men, you will be surprised because it hasn't happened in so long. And if you do it, you're gonna shock the shit out of her. She's going to love you for life. So.
Wow. Okay, then. Okay,
don't
then.
Be,
so you,
don't be stunned.
So you said don't tighten up, lighten up, huh?
Right. Let's
okay.
lighten up now.
All right, then, yeah. All right, then. Well, I appreciate y'all calling in, and I will holler at y'all later, all right?
All right, one love.
All right, one love. Yeah, okay. So there y'all have it, ladies, all the way from the north end of Las Vegas. The ladies are saying that we men need to step our game up. All right, fellas, so, yo, let me holler at y'all fellas for a minute. Check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? When you get a woman that's asking you to step your game up, when you get a woman that's asking you to take it back to the old school and everything and treat her like a woman, open up her door, pull out her chair, you know what I'm saying? Call her first before you show up at her house. You don't show up at a woman's house unannounced. To all you old school players out there, you don't show up at a woman's house after 11 o'clock, if she has a daughter and she has kids. You have to learn how to be respectable, okay? There's a lot of times in this game, there is no respect in the game. There is no loyalty in the game anymore. A lot of women feel that chivalry is dead. I don't say chivalry is dead. I just say it's just some silly motherfuckers that's been misled, okay? You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm going to pick this game because it's nutritious for y'all, and y'all need to step your game up and get up and eat some of this. You know what I'm saying? So when I speak to women, like, sometimes they just tell me that it's so beautiful.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night you make me want you, it drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. 'Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good. Like you know, I could tell me if you feel the same way, 'cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know? You're so beautiful.
Yeah, babe.
My love.
Y'all got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man, Music Soul Child, and so beautiful, you know what I'm saying? 32 minutes left in the radio show. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. What's going on? Big shout out to Kimberly Thomas that hit us up and was like, you know, give me a shout out. And big shout out to my girl, Shayla, all right? She's out there listening, you know what I'm saying? Me and Shayla got the big birthday party getting ready to jump off December 8th. At KJ's, you know what I'm saying? It's her birthday. Actually, her birthday is December 24th, and my birthday is December 20th. So we're just doing it, you know, real big. So y'all make sure y'all come on out and party with the Thick Nation, your boy Fat Man, my girl Shayla, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to see if I can get Shayla to give me a lap dance. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be turned up in there. Big shout-out to Kiki, Sisters Keeper Moore. You know, she put on my wall a hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Of course, my girl Mary Ann, who's in the kitchen cooking pies and cakes and shit and everything, you know what I'm saying? She put a hell yeah. And of course, my girl Deborah Lynn Payton out there holding us down in Cali, she definitely put a hell yeah on my wall, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Tanisha Smith. out there in NY, who's holding us down, you know what I'm saying? And I know we just had a topic, we just talked to the ladies at 702 and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And me and Shooter was just sitting here talking, and he asked me, and a friend of mine had called me, and let me explain something to you ladies. You know, you ladies, y'all always want a man to express himself. You want a man to tell you what's on his mind. You want a man to communicate with you. The way you get a man to communicate with you is to communicate with him. When a man shows you interest and tells you, sweetie, I'm feeling you, I want to talk to you, I like to date you, can we go out, and things like that. Don't just take that shit and set it in the back of your mind. Why don't you call that motherfucker later and let him know, you know what, I'm feeling you too. I would like to go out and have a drink and talk. Not go out and fuck, but go out and have a drink and talk. We men need feedback, just like you women want feedback from us. Like Big Mama say, a closed mouth don't get fed, okay? We are not mind readers. We don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what you're thinking. We don't know if you're feeling us. We don't know if you're liking us, whatever the case may be. But ladies, give some feedback, okay? That's how you know if it's going to go forward. That's how you know if it's going to go backward or side to side. But communication is the key. If you got that PlayStation motherfucker that sits on the couch every day, and when you come home, he doing the same shit, or that nigga that's supposed to be out there slanging dope and this, that, and the other, but every time that nigga come home, he ain't got no money, or he talking, I don't, one of them Amish-ass niggas says, I'm a, all the damn time, you know what I'm saying? Try the Jedi mind trick, all right? Yeah, ladies, I know. When it boils down to it, it is a black woman that sticks behind a black man. When a black man fucks up to the 10th power, to the highest level of fucktivity, when a man fucks up to that highest level, who is the one that stands there, and who is the one that has our back?
Thank you. impossible. Tell me, can you ever afford? Oh.
You got the Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? And that was Can You Stand the Rain? You know what I'm saying? By New Edition. But like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted these damn computers, y'all. I got like 4 or 5 computers in front of me, and it's in computers for everything. So I'm kind of working everything. I'm working my Facebook, my Twitter, and this and the other, yeah, y'all. I am multitasking again just for you ladies. So big shout out to everybody. Thank you, Priceless, for letting us know that there was feedback into the microphone. Thank you, Priceless, out there. Sacramento's definitely in the building, you know what I'm saying? But like I was saying before I was taken off the air, it's all about communication, ladies and men. If we don't talk to each other and we don't communicate, how do we expect to move forward? If you're in a relationship and you're not communicating with that person, you are not going to move forward. You're just going to stagnate. You know what I mean? And another thing, ladies, for the new year, try. You want men to step their game up and everything like that. It's a two-way street. Let's try a little, how can I put it? Let's try dating. Sometimes you need to start dating all over again. Ladies, if you're trying to make shit pop, you're trying to put that spark back into your relationship, be the one to lead. All men aren't leaders. All men aren't born and made to lead. Most of the time, we need a woman to lead. Me, personally, I love a woman to lead. I love a woman to take charge. I like an aggressive woman. I love an assertive woman. I want a woman that knows what the fuck she wants, when she wants it, and how the fuck she wants it. Not afraid to tell me what the fuck she wants. Fellas, start being honest with your woman. When you be honest with your woman, you will be surprised what she may want to do, allow you to do, and do with you. But without finding that out, without communication, without sitting down talking, without knowing about each other, some people can be in relationships for years and don't even know the other person. Why? Because you don't communicate. So I guess I'm asking all the ladies for 2013 is to come and talk to me. All right?
No.
that's listening to the show right now. Big shout out to my girl, Latish Jackson. She's saying, love the show. This is the shit I'm like. I hear you, baby. I like that shit, too. Big shout out to Latish Jackson. You know what I'm saying? And Deborah said, you know, you messed up a whole lot of brothers with that comment about men not being born leaders, but you're speaking truth. Yeah, sweetie, where my thing is this, you know what I'm saying? To real motherfuckers, that comment wouldn't bother a real motherfucker because, you know, real motherfuckers are secure in who they are as a man. It's the insecure motherfucker that's going to have something to say or have feedback or that bullshit that my dude, Shooter, hooked me up with a new word, these nay-nay-ass niggas. I don't know where these nay-nay-ass niggas is coming from. You know what I'm saying, and everything, but you got to be a man in 2013 to do what you need to do because a lot of these ladies in 2013, and let's keep it real, ladies. I mean, don't get me wrong. We all want to be treated right. We all want to be treated special. We're all heading in the same direction. But when it's all said and done, when you're at home and the door is closed, you want a man, especially a big man, to do you right, to love you right, and to love you down, okay? And in some words, in ghetto terms, is to dick you right and dick you down, okay? So when you do it like that, and when you and that man can be adults and come to an agreement, and it's not about you being easy, it's not about you being loose, it's not about you being a fast woman, as Big Mama can say, you being highfalutin, you know what I'm saying? That's something for all you old school motherfuckers out there. You find a woman that's highfalutin, you don't need to fuck with her, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But when you and that woman can come to that agreement and come to that understanding and y'all can both look at each other and know that you're dealing with adults, then you can come to the type of agreement of, I'm going to put your legs behind your head, and I'm going to make you with the bed.
Woo! Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down, sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. To get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, gotta give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty, and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
than ever. We'll get together. You can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight. Lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking. Waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back. What you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
I don't care.
About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? You got the Fat Man up in here. That was my people's Chris Brown and Ludacris. I'm going to make you wet to bed, all right? So just for all you ladies out there that's listening, big shout-out to my girl Kimberly Nicole, who just logged on, you know what I'm saying, that's out there holding me down. Like, I'm trying to explain to you women, it gets to the point to when you and a man can come to a mutual agreement, things can move forward, you know what I'm saying, because now you're dealing with adults. So I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I hope y'all hearing me and y'all feeling me. This is one of the new shows that I'm about to implement, which is Sexually Speaking, okay, just for my BBWs. Starting the first of the year, my man Shooter Mac will be taking over Unsigned Hype Radio every Saturday, and I think you'll be dealing with me on Sundays. That way, once you go to church and get your praise on and this, that, and the other, you can come home and sit with me, and I can make you think about some things, all right? I can make you explore some things, make you explore yourself sometimes. Sometimes, ladies, you got to get in touch with yourself. That's why I ask a lot of ladies, do you ever stand in the mirror and do you touch yourself? A lot of women look at me like I'm crazy. All my BBWs that's out there listening right now, when you're standing in the mirror, you are the most beautiful thing on this earth. Make sure that you touch yourself. Touch your body. Rub your thighs. Rub your chest. Rub your neck. Everything. Because no one is going to love you like you love yourself. And the best love is self-love. How do you expect a man to love you and you don't even love yourself? And the same thing goes for you men. All you low self-esteem men out there, it's time to step your game up. These women are tired of standing by the wayside and being understanding and waiting. The wait is over. 2012, 2013 is on the way. 2012 is out the door. So take this time next month. I shut down during the last weeks of November, December, because it's time to get a game plan for the new year. Every woman likes a man that has a game plan. And if a man has a game plan, usually that's where the woman wants to be. So on that note, I'm about to get up out of here, y'all. I'll catch y'all next time. And y'all just remember, it's BBW for life on mine. Y'all the most beautiful, baddest motherfuckers on earth. You know what I'm saying? And I will rock BBW to the day I motherfucking die. Why? Because this is where I want to be. I holla. Quit playing.
Baby girl, a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than cheat. She gave I can be the man she needs, but there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to stay where I wanna be, where I wanna be. Oh, sweetie, do 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 do. I don't mean to hurt you, baby. Decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you.
Stay the same. We don't even. that guys don't happen every day.